Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Exodus 34, the verses 4 to 10. Exodus chapter 34, verse 4 to 10. So Moses chiseled out two stone tablets like the first ones and went up Mount Sinai early in the morning, as the Lord had commanded him. And he carried the two stone tablets in his hands. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed his name, the Lord. And he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, "The Lord, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation." Moses bowed to the ground at once and worshipped. "Lord," he said, "if I have found favor in your eyes, then let the Lord go with us. Although this is a stiff-necked people, forgive our wickedness and our sin, and take us as your inheritance." Then the Lord said, "I am making a covenant with you. Before all your people, I will do wonders never before done in any nation in all the world. The people you live among will see how awesome is the work that I, the Lord, will do for you." My theme for reflection is when God gives us back what we broke. When God gives us back what we broke. There is something universal about that sinking feeling when you break something precious. Maybe it was your grandmother's china teacup, a cherished keepsake, or your child's favorite toy. You hold the pieces in your hands and think, "Well, that's ruined." But then sometimes someone surprises you. They don't scold you. They pick up the glue, sit beside you, and help put it back together. That is grace. That is also the story of Exodus 34. Israel has just shattered something far more valuable than porcelain. They have broken covenant with God. The ink on the Ten Commandments was barely dry before the people turned to worship a golden calf. Moses, in anger and grief, smashed the tablets, symbols of a broken promise between God and his people. If ever there was a moment when God could have walked away, this was it. But instead, God does something astounding. He calls Moses back up the mountain with new tablets and begins again. This scene is a breathtaking picture of divine restoration. God does not lower his standards or pretend the rebellion never happened. Instead, he reaffirms the covenant and reintroduces himself, the Lord, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Exodus 34, verse 6. God, in essence, says, "You may have broken faith, but I have not broken character." Miroslav Volf once wrote, "The love of God is not sentimental, it is creative. It makes what it loves lovable." That is exactly what happens on Mount Sinai. God's mercy does not overlook sin. It recreates sinners. His compassion does not excuse rebellion. It transforms rebels into a renewed people. Moses' encounter reminds us that God's glory is not seen in power alone, but in character. His mercy, faithfulness, and justice intertwined. When Moses asked to see God's glory, God did not show him thunder or lightning, but his goodness. What a revelation! The mightiest thing about God is His mercy. For us today, the broken tablets represent our own failures, our impatience, our compromises, our golden calves of pride and self-reliance. Like Israel, we too have fractured our promises, and yet God still calls us to come up the mountain. He invites us to meet Him again, to let Him rewrite His law not on stones this time, but on the tablets of our hearts. Jeremiah 31:33. The God of Sinai is still the God of second chances. But this passage also carries a challenge. Grace, as Dietrich Bonhoeffer warned, is never cheap. The one who renews the covenant also calls us to live faithfully within it. God's mercy demands response, worship, obedience, and the courage to live differently. True gratitude, as we reflected this morning, is not just spoken, it is lived. When Moses came down the mountain, his face shone so brightly like people couldn't look at him, or that people could not look at him. The encounter left a visible mark. That is what grace does. It transforms. Those who have seen God's goodness cannot live as before. Our calling as a people redeemed by Christ is to reflect that same radiant mercy in our words, our work, and our witness. So perhaps the message of Exodus 34 is this. Yes, we break things, faith, promises, covenants, but God is in the business of remaking. And when He gives us back what we broke, it is not just repaired, it is redeemed. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what broken area of your life might God be inviting you to bring back up the mountain for renewal? Number two, when have you experienced God's mercy as both forgiving and transforming, not just pardoning your past, but reshaping your heart? And now our practical exercise. Today, take a few quiet minutes to name one broken tablet in your life. A failed promise, a strained relationship, a neglected spiritual habit. Offer it to God in prayer and imagine Him writing grace across it anew. Then take one small step this week to live differently because of that mercy. Merciful and faithful God, You are the one who gives us back what we have broken. Thank You for the covenant of grace that never runs dry. Write Your mercy upon the tablets of our hearts. Where we have failed, restore us. Where we have strayed, call us back. And as we behold Your glory, may our lives reflect Your steadfast love. Through Jesus Christ, the radiance of Your presence, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.